Disclaimer: the characters, names, and events in this presentation are fictional. Any resemblance or similarity to any actual events, entities, or persons, whether living or dead, is completely coincidental. This channel does not promote or encourage any illegal activities. All content provided by this channel is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only.
You don't want to.
All right, so I guess we'll do the what put me in prison story.
Yeah, that's a good one. What put you in prison? Yeah, let's listen to that.
I made dumb, crooked moves when I was younger. But it was dumb. I was dumb. So, if you want to make fun of it, it's fine. But that's when I was 26.
Damn.
But yeah, I ended up with five felonies out of the deal and 7 years in one state and three in another.
Damn. Don't know, good. He fled to another state to escape one state's felonies and he ended up getting more felonies in that new state.
Oh, man, that's horrible. Man, actually, on my resume, I've been to 11 county jails and four prisons.
Damn.
Shit, I didn't even know that.
And starting from going to Panama City, getting arrested, drinking underage, little stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But add it all up together, man. I've been to 11 different jails.
Damn.
And none of them are worse than the hometown jail because they don't have AC.
Yeah, that's
horrible. But what got me there is, thinking I was Superman and out stealing cars and selling cars and.
How many cars you steal?
It's up there, above a dozen.
Gone in 60 seconds, shit.
Damn, bro was living in GTA 5.
No, man,
I need this more than you.
It was a whole lot more than that. All I did was test drive him and go to Walmart and get the key made. And then I would go back, weeks or so later and get them and sell them. But that's what got me locked up.
Shit, was
there good money in that business?
So you really did that? You really like got new cars, test rode them, got the key made for them?
Oh yeah,
that's legit. That's pretty smart. Yeah. I wouldn't even consider that stealing.
Was there good money in that?
No, not. I mean, for a teenager or for a young guy, okay.
I make more than that now working, but yeah.
But that seems like a plan that they would easily catch on to. Like, this guy comes in and this car gets stolen on this day.
Yeah. You know? And then he goes to the Walmart across the street and gets a key copy.
I don't know if I've ever would have got caught. What got me caught with the cars is the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
The bank robbery got me caught with the cars.
Oh, shit.
And that wasn't even my deal. That was a friend of mine's deal that drugged me in on it.
That's the thing.
We didn't actually get caught doing that either.
You found your niche stealing cars, so why would you go try and rob a bank?
You're too good at robbing cars.
Don't mess it up by robbing a bank.
The problem was I needed to be scared of something when I was younger, and I wasn't.
Yeah.
If anybody said, hey, let's go do this, let's go do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't matter what it was, I'd go.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what got me then.
Mm.
Now I'm smart enough probably to say no to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? All right. So, you see all these movies like, was it Heat and all this other shit with guns blazing and, like Point Break?
Yeah. Like what you see in the movies, I'm pretty sure bank robberies are like that, are they?
So tell us what you may have had in common with Point Break.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the only thing we had in common, we didn't get any money. We didn't get any money.
What was that?
That's what put us on dumb crook news.
What was it? I couldn't hear it.
We had a president mask on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which president were you? Reagan or?
Man, I was Biden. Bill Clinton.
Here's Clinton.
Clinton, man.
Bono Lukolinski.
Other dude was Richard Nixon.
Not a crook. You are. You're robbing a bank.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, they did compare it to Point Break. They even put it in the paper.
Damn, that
we were copying a movie.
That's amazing.
So before you robbed a bank, did y'all actually like sit down and like get a big like billboard or
chalkboard
and like just triangulate like, it out with pictures and like little
satellite photos?
And they get the strings and like tie that shirt.
I mean, this is old. Say, I'm back in the '90s, so
right.
You got Tommy guns.
No, there wasn't enough.
Yeah, that was a 60.
Hey, you want to do this? No. And I was like, I guess. Man, I got arrested with a pocket full of money, and it wasn't even from the bank.
Dang. Man, I earned that money.
I actually did.
I didn't try to steal that money.
To prove that I earned that money from selling
so stolen cars, man.
You actually got to keep the money, even though you had to serve some time, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I got to keep my money. They didn't take it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had to get me an attorney and all that, so I had to end up with a conspiracy. I didn't get a full-fledged armed robbery.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I didn't have
to do too much. It's probably because you didn't actually get any money out of it.
So what?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so lead us through the day. You pull up to the bank. You got your mask on and shit. I know that shit's hot. Your adrenaline's fucking running.
Did you pull up in like an all black van or like a muffler car?
No, this is a truck that we had stole. And we took all the crazy part. We didn't took all the parts off of it.
Oh hell yeah!
So we're rolling in the bank with an F-150 that don't have a bed, don't have don't have nothing.
They're like, wait, did they build that themselves? Yeah. Like, what is that?
Why is Richard Nixon driving this F-350 with no bed?
Dang, Richard Nixon has it hard now, man. He's out bad.
So you pull up in the no bed F-350 or F-250.
Yeah, we pull up. It was like on a Wednesday too.
Yeah,
it closes early. We just trying to get the 12 o'clock. And the guy that was supposed to be doing the robbery, I was supposedly the driver.
Uh-huh.
That was the deal.
I could see that.
Anyway, the guy gets out of the truck and he freezes up and don't move.
Uh-huh.
So he's just sitting out there with a mask on. And I think he had coveralls on everything. It's summertime.
Like Grand Theft Auto, for real.
His pants.
People out there seen him and locked the door.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Yeah, so they locked the door, and that was it. So basically, we didn't rob anything.
You didn't enter the bank. They locked the door on you. He all just pulled up wearing masks. You're like, let us in, man. Trying to rob you.
Pulled up wearing masks.
Yeah.
And got first degree robbery charges for pulling into a parking lot with a mask on.
Damn. I'd have been like,
so we tried to play it off as like, oh man, we was just like,
we thought it was Halloween, man.
we didn't get caught.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is the dude told his girlfriend about it.
Yes.
And then the girlfriend told the mom. The mom called the cops.
Mm,
so, I mean, we were sitting across the street watching the cops pull up to the bank. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Why did y'all do that? Why didn't y'all leave?
Oh, well, that was the plan. Our plan was to circle back and be part of the crowd watching.
Why would we do that?
To blend in with the crowd so that they're the last suspected.
Yeah, exactly.
We were standing in the parking lot asking, they're like, what happened?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on?
Oh,
did
dear.
You have a mask on?
Oh, dear. What had happened here? Was there a robbery?
Yeah, why is Richard Nixon standing next to me? Huh.
It appears there has been a robbery at this establishment. Oh, goodness.
So yeah, you're saying you're...
That put me in the state for a couple of years.
Damn.
For something really stupid.
Damn,
it's not even a good story.
That's a great story. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that's an amazing story, man.
Your buddy should not to get political, but your buddy should have dressed as Biden. You know, just stepping out, standing out.
Well, Biden wasn't really a presidential candidate during the day.
Yeah, he was actually young then.
Yeah, he was just a scumbag politician during the day.
Yeah, just like all of them.
Yeah.
You had told me another one that was really good too.
Yeah,
so we'll get that one next week about the same time.
Yeah, and we got some more. We got some more we can talk about that once I got into the prison.
Okay, oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, no doubt. Fucking yeah.
And we'll do it another day though. But
yeah,
that it all turned crazy there.
I bet. All right, Dad. And the prison was it was ATL, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in Atlanta. It wasn't in Atlanta. The prison actually wasn't in the Fulton County, but
okay,
it was in Georgia.
I got you. Okay.
But it really wasn't that bad, though. I didn't have a hard time there.
Mm-hmm. Imagine not being as big as you are. And knowing how to fight like a motherfucker. So that always helped.
Yeah.
Every time I was at, every new white kid that come in there, come stand by me on the yard, I'm like, dude, I'm not your protector. You better go somewhere.
Yeah. I know how to fight, but just for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we'll get up with you next week for sure, man. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
All right.
Hell yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
We'll see you later.